The flood of refugees from the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia continues to plague Europe. Correspondent Luis Ramirez is in Munich, Germany, to observe the situation there and joins us on the line. Welcome, Luis.
Hello, Susan. A very different situation in Munich from what it has been in recent days. Essentially, what has happened is that with the German government's policy changes, imposing border restrictions, restricting the trains coming from Vienna to Munich, that has meant a really significant reduction in the number of migrants coming into Munich. This had been the entry point the migrants who I interviewed in Serbia, Hungary, and Austria. The vast majority said they wanted to come to Germany, and Munich was where they wanted to stop first. Well, the situation at the Munich Central train station on Monday, again, vastly different. Very few migrants coming through. In fact, more volunteers at a refugee reception center that was set up inside the train station than refugees themselves. The donations have kept pouring in, but really there are more donations than refugees to give them to.
What arrangements are being made for the migrants that are already there?
The German government has very efficiently been transferring them either by bus or train to resettlement points throughout Germany. In other words, the government is not allowing them to stay in large numbers in Munich itself. The authorities in the city have said that they were not overwhelmed, but certainly at capacity in terms of dealing with them as they pass through here. But very few have actually resettled in Munich itself. They're going to areas throughout Germany where reception centers, registration centers have been set up to give them temporary housing to help them settle into their new lives in this country.
It appears from here that maybe they're thinking these people will be staying permanently rather going back to their home countries eventually.
That's a decision that the government in Germany and other places are having to make because, well, the question that these people are being asked that authorities are trying to determine is whether they are migrants or refugees. The difference being that refugees are people who are granted asylum, who cannot go back to their homeland because they face threats to their lives, versus migrants, economic migrants, who are looking for a better life, better jobs, a better economic situation.
The migrants that you have had a chance to speak with in Germany, what are they telling you?
There is a great deal of uncertainty with these policy changes on the border restrictions. There is a lack of trust in what the government plans to do for them, and that explains partly why we saw very few of them at the refugee center at the train station. Some volunteers explaining to us that essentially people are afraid that they could be rounded up and deported if they are concentrated in one place. So a number of them have dispersed on their own, and the others are already at registration centers around the country, as I mentioned.
They must be very happy that they reached Germany.
They certainly are, and in fact, my next stop is going to be the German border with Austria, where we are getting word of hundreds of people who are massing there, coming in from Austria and beyond that from Hungary. With the new border restrictions and Germany rethinking its strategy on how it's going to accept and absorb the thousands who are coming in, the authorities, we are getting reports, are being pulled off trains at the border. There are traffic jams at the border, with many of them finding transportation by car or bus to try to reach Munich and points beyond.
Thank you very much for your sharing with us what you found there in Munich.
Thank you, Susan.